A draft law in China proposes a clampdown on the practice of eating cats and dogs. Grace Gabriel is Asia Regional Director of the U.S.-based International Fund for Animal Welfare. Grace, establish the background here for us. How widespread is the practice of eating dog in China today?
Eating dogs and cats is a practice pretty much isolated in tradition in a few provinces in China, in southern China and also in northeastern China. There are a lot of restaurants also spread out across China that are eating dogs and cats. And there are also people who are engaged in stealing dogs and cats from neighborhoods and sell them to these restaurants.
So it sounds like it's a regional practice. Some areas don't do this, but other areas you find it quite a bit. Now, we've heard a lot about the practice of eating dogs, but how widespread is the eating of cat meat?
It's not very widespread at all. It's mostly done in southern China, in Guangdong province. So there have been several cases of people stealing cats from neighborhoods, transporting them to southern China to sell them into restaurants.
And for the most part, this is a kind of ritualistic eating of cats and dogs. I mean, people aren't doing this because they're poor and they grab a dog off the street, right?
Correct. In these regions where they eat dogs, there is a belief that dog meat somehow gives you warmth. So most often people eat them in winter.
So apparently dogs can be raised as livestock in China for their meat. What is the difference in the opinion of the International Fund of Animal Welfare between, say, raising dogs as livestock and raising cows, pigs, and chickens as livestock?
Well, the thing is, they are not raised as livestock in China. Currently, there are some regulations and guidelines for keeping livestock and transporting them and slaughtering livestock, but there is no guidelines at all for dogs and cats. And oftentimes, they are boiled alive, they are clubbed to death, and they're bound and gagged and stuffed in bags and sold to the markets.
And you've witnessed that kind of treatment of dogs?
Yes.
So how are you proposing regulating this industry that's not really an industry? Are you proposing an entire ban on this practice?
IFAW has been supporting the draft of China's first animal welfare legislation, and what we're proposing is to regulate the whole process of livestock, but categorizing dogs and cats as companion animals, because they are, and there are more and more people in China regard dogs and cats as companion animals, and they're not to be eaten.
Some blog posts have argued, though, that poor Chinese in rural areas actually need to eat cats and dogs just to get enough to eat. I mean, it seems like in some ways a luxury, legally speaking, for China's middle class, many of whom have become pet owners, as you've said.
It's not a Western value imposed on Chinese, and this whole initiative comes from within China.
Grace Gabriel, Asia Regional Director of the U.S.-based International Fund for Animal Welfare. Very nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.